This is the problem with American government and the bureaucracy that surrounds it today. And it crosses party lines. Barack Obama and Joe Biden will responsibly end the war in Iraq so that we can renew our military strength, dedicate more resources to the fight against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and invest in our economy at home. The Obama-Biden plan will help us succeed in Iraq by transitioning to Iraqi control of their country. Change.gov, Iraq Plan. Only very rarely has a person to the same extent as Obama captured the world's attention and given its people hope for a better future. His diplomacy is founded in the concept that those who are to lead the world must do so on the basis of values and attitudes that are shared by the majority of the world's population. 2009 Nobel Committee Statement. The irony of Obama's Nobel Peace Prize is also not lost on the editors of SofRep.com. While his predecessor admittedly did him no favors with a lack of planning post-Iraq invasion, Obama's supporters cannot ignore that he has waged a public, secret war across the globe that has led to destabilization in states like Libya and civil war in Iraq and Syria. The president's supporters have to deal with the harsh reality that if there were a Nobel War Prize, Obama would be a clear choice for the nomination today. The president recently announced that we don't have a strategy for dealing with ISIS. It's too soon to say what steps the United States will take against ISIS. I don't want to put the cart before the horse, Obama told reporters during a White House news briefing. We don't have a strategy yet. President Obama. If we have been at war with terror for over a decade and still don't have solid strategies for dealing with radical terrorism, then what have we really been doing the last 13 years? It's a good question to ask yourself. And at least the president was telling the truth when he said we don't have a strategy for ISIS. Introduction to ISIS. The Islamic State in Iraq and al-Sham, known derogatorily as Daesh among its adversaries in Iraq, did not form in a vacuum. Founded in 2003 as Jamaat al-Tawhid wal-Jihad, the group of monotheism and jihad, by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, a Jordanian, in October of 2004, Zarqawi pledged allegiance to Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda, renaming the organization to Tanzim Qaidat al-Jihad fi Bilad al-Rafidan, or more simply, Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Under this moniker, the group fought coalition forces and Iraqi security forces for the bulk of the American occupation phase of the war. In October 2006, the group renamed itself again as the Islamic State in Iraq under Abu Omar al-Baghdadi and Abu Ayyub al-Masri. As ISI, the group was still the primary Al-Qaeda affiliate in the region, and it was instrumental in forming and deploying Jabhat al-Nusra, which was formally founded as Al-Qaeda's affiliate in Syria. In 2013, ISI renamed itself yet again as the Islamic State in Iraq and al-Sham, the Levant, and in doing so declared that it held overall command over Jabhat al-Nusra. The resulting feud, although arbitrated by Al-Qaeda's emir Ayman al-Zawahiri, has still not been resolved. Just as the organization itself has not come out of a vacuum, its strategy and tactics have not developed in a vacuum either. There is a consistency in their approach going back to the days of Zarqawi. So who is ISIS, or IS? It can be argued that Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, IS, are one and the same, in that both organizations spring from the same radical interpretation of Islam, and as you will read in this book, they are closely connected in many ways. This is not a group to be defeated in a traditional sense. It's an ideology that has grown in massive popularity in the Middle East and beyond. If the Islamic State goes unchecked, it will not be long before the IS shows up on America's doorstep. In many ways, it already has. We just haven't seen the effects yet. We are in your state. We are in your cities. We are in your streets. You are our goals anywhere. ISIS on Twitter. Polarization, religious bias, and public opinion influence.